This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, July 30th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at who may be considering a run for the 18th congressional seat being vacated by Ray LaHood. Illinois Public Radio's Jonathan All will have a story. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. The prosecutor in the case of two Chicago men charged in the death of a sheriff's deputy says he's challenging the appointment of a judge slated to hear the trial. Douglas County State's Attorney Kevin Nolan says he wants another judge to hear the case of 26-year-old William Thompson and 23-year-old Yusef Kareem Brown. They're charged with murder and other crimes in a June 21st spree that included the shooting of Chief Deputy Tommy Martin and ended with a bank standoff in Arcola. The case's original judge stepped down because of his friendship with Martin. Nolan gave no reason for his substitution request. That's allowed under state law. Nolan has said he planned to seek the death penalty, so Judge John Schockweiler will choose another death penalty-qualified judge from six counties falling under the Sixth Circuit. The clock is ticking for Illinois lawmakers who have until tomorrow to come up with a new budget solution. Lawmakers can either pass another temporary budget or craft a year-long plan. The temporary budget currently in place expires tomorrow. Governor Rod Blagojevich called a special session this weekend to discuss the budget, and about two-thirds of legislators skipped it. So the governor called another special session for today when lawmakers were already scheduled to meet. Sean Crawford has more on what lies ahead for lawmakers.
Unless the state has a budget soon, a government shutdown is a real possibility. Governor Rod Blagojevich says another one-month spending plan should be enacted to prevent that from happening and to make sure bills and employees are paid. But the four legislative leaders are meeting without Blagojevich in attendance. Senate President Emil Jones says they're making progress and the goal is to finish the job rather than extending the overtime session.
My focus has always been a 4 years budget, so I believe there's a consensus we want to try to get that done.
Jones and others say progress was made last week. The leaders discussed school funding, a construction program, and other needs. The governor's universal health care package appears to be less of a priority. The governor lacks the needed votes to get the $1 billion program up and running. While the temporary budget expires this week, experts say the public won't notice any problems immediately and that the state could continue to function as normal for several more days. I'm Sean Crawford.
Environmental regulators in Indiana say the new wastewater permit for BP's refinery will lead to less mercury being dumped in Lake Michigan. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Representative Peter Swenson says BP will have to reduce its mercury discharges to just over 1 ounce by 2012 under the new permit. That would bring it into compliance with EPA standards. The permit has been controversial because it allows the refinery to discharge 54% more ammonia and 35% more silt into the lake. Illinois politicians have strongly criticized Indiana's decision to allow the discharge increases. The U.S. House of Representatives last week voted 387-26 to urge Indiana to reconsider the permit. More local educators are taking advantage of a two-week series of courses in a partnership with University of Illinois faculty. About 80 local teachers from Champaign-Urbana and about 30 administrators will participate in the third annual Chancellor's Academy starting today. The schedule will be split up for grade school teachers, middle school and high school teachers, and administrators. A new unit within the U of I's College of Education now spearheads the academy. Julia Johnson Connor directs the Center for Education in Small Urban Communities. She says this year, academy lessons will extend into the school year.
Being available, sharing resources, having informal conversations, leading a study group or professional learning group at a building, modeling lessons, co-teaching, co-planning. The center will also host a number of year-long institutes and Saturday academies during the academic year.
The focus of the Chancellor's Academy this year is improving literacy in areas other than language arts or English. Connor says the goal of the 2 weeks is to develop a framework for content area literacy and to provide information to teachers about how children acquire language. The academy will include addresses from a number of regional and district faculty members, some appearing via video conferencing. U of I Chancellor Richard Herman says the Chancellor's Academy serves as a model for how the university and community can make each other stronger. A new report says the system used by Chicago Public Schools to evaluate teachers is flawed and should be overhauled to better reflect performance. The report by the New Teacher Project is based on employee and hiring data gathered over 4 years, ending in 2006. The study found that very few teachers received the lowest rating, even those at the worst performing schools. And 56% of CPS principals admitted inflating a teacher's rating at least once. The report says student academic achievement should be used to measure teacher performance. Both district officials and the Chicago Teachers Union agree that the teacher evaluation system needs work. They say reform efforts are underway. Decatur-based Archer Daniels Midland says its fiscal fourth-quarter profit more than doubled, helped by higher revenue and gains on asset sales. The agricultural processor today reported that profits for the quarter ended June 30th totaled $954.8 million, or $1.47 per share. That's up from $410.3 million, or 62 cents per share, during the same period a year ago. Results include a $616 million in gains on asset sales. Net sales rose 28% to $12.21 billion. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Even though it's been less than a week since Congressman Ray LaHood announced he will not seek an eighth term in the House, speculation on who might seek the 18th congressional seat is in full swing. Jonathan All reports.
LaHood says he announced early to give anyone interested in the seat time to mount a campaign. While LaHood says there is no heir apparent, he isn't committing to be hands-off in the Republican primary.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to see who gets in the race. I mean, look, I've gotten involved in primaries before, particularly for gubernatorial candidates. And, you know, if I think I can make a difference, or if I want to make a difference, I may get involved.
LaHood was groomed for the job by serving as the chief of staff for his predecessor, Bob Michael. That trend won't continue, as LaHood's top aide, Tim Butler, says he will not run. Also ruling out congressional campaigns are Peoria Mayor Jim Ardis and LaHood's son, Darren. But there are several Republicans considering a run. State Representative Aaron Schock of Peoria says he's thinking about running but is respectful of LaHood's legacy.
Obviously, he leaves a tremendous legacy of public service and huge shoes for somebody else to fill. And, you know, I'm very content being a state legislator. I enjoy my job here and my responsibilities, but this opening is certainly an opportunity and one that I'm going to look at.
Schock is 26 years old and in his second term in the state house. But insiders say he has shown political maturity beyond his years and is also backed by a strong organization. Another state representative from Peoria, David Leach, says it's too soon to say for sure what he'll do, but the veteran lawmaker says a run for Congress is possible.
Oh, there are lots of things to evaluate, whether I want to do it, for one thing, whether one can raise the money, get elected. There are just all kinds of details, and figure out what some other people think about it. You know, it's something that takes a lot of thought before one would commit to it.
Another Republican considering a run is former city councilman John Morris.
As I made clear a couple of years ago when Ray was contemplating running for governor, if he had decided to do that, I was prepared to move forward on a campaign. And, you know, I've had 20 years plus of public life and public service in a variety of different ways, and 6 years of Washington, D.C. experience, and it's something I'm going to explore. I'll have no formal announcement now, and we'll see what happens in the coming days.
On the Democratic side, there are fewer names being thrown around as possible contenders. One that has already removed his name from speculation is first-term State Senator Dave Kaler of Peoria. He says he is not and will not be a candidate.
So I have no desire to go to Washington. You know, I was elected to do a job in Springfield, and I can't lose my focus in terms of that. Things are not going real smooth here right now, so I don't need any distractions as a freshman.
Other Democrats who have not made public statements on the vacancy but may be interested are Peoria County State's Attorney Kevin Lyons, Springfield Mayor Tim Davlin, and State Senator John Sullivan of Rushville. The big issue in any candidate's decision will likely be the ability to raise money. Political strategists speculate it would take about a $5 million war chest to win. With an early primary in 2008, it's likely the candidates will announce their intentions in the next 2 weeks. I'm Jonathan Aull.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois today, sunny skies, the high around 88 degrees, and it just gets warmer. Mostly clear tonight, the low 62. Sunny skies tomorrow, the high around 90. Mostly clear Tuesday evening, the low 65. Sunny skies Wednesday with the high around 92. Mostly clear Wednesday night and Thursday with a low in the upper 60s, the high around 92 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, July 30th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.